Dr. Mark Nesbitt signed up to get the COVID vaccine early Thursday morning before a shift in Sentara RMH's emergency department, knowing the usual drill.
They want to watch you for at least 15 minutes after the vaccination to make sure you don't develop a severe reaction. So I've tried to get it as early as possible for my shift. I didn't know it at the time, but it turned out I was the first one to get a vaccine.
RMH received their first batch of Pfizer's COVID vaccine Monday night and had needles in arms yesterday, starting with Nesbitt. As an ER doctor, he is among the hospital's high-risk providers invited to get it first.
Providers, OBGYNs that are having to do deliveries, ENT providers, you know, that they're near the airway, anesthesiologists.
Nurses and others working close to COVID patients have been included as well in phase one of the Center for Disease Control's vaccine distribution plan. This is the first of two doses required for Pfizer's vaccine.
You're seeing about 95% efficacy after the second, a little over 50% after the first. And that even that benefit, you're not going to see until it has the time to work.
And with a three-week waiting period between doses, that means the precautions to keep the virus under control are still paramount, especially while cases are spiking.
The shift that I did today is kind of our area where we tend to take care of sicker people, and I probably saw five today that are having to be hospitalized. So, yeah, we're definitely having a surge now.
Another reason he's glad to be among the first to receive the vaccine.
I feel good. It just feels like this is kind of a start of the next phase of management of this disease, and hopefully as the high risk, more and more high risk people get it, we can see things start to drop off and people hopefully can start to have some more normalcy to their life.
Staff and residents in long-term care facilities will be next in line to receive the vaccine, followed by essential workers and those with high-risk health conditions in phases 2 and 3. The general public will be able to get the vaccine in phase 4. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.